Well, the one that I remember called him Grandpa.
Okay. How about your grandmother?
Grandma.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about children?
I was the oldest of seven. I called my sister right next to me, Sister. Just called her Sister. Mm-hmm. And then I called my younger brother. They called me Big Buddy. All of them did. And my nieces and nephews called me Big Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else did. And then we called my brother, younger than I am, Little Buddy. And then the sister below that was Little Sister, and called the others by their names.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all deceased, and I'm the oldest, except my sister Evelyn, and she's been in bed 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The room's all upright. Mm-hmm. All my aunts and uncles and first cousins are deceased.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How were the children named? Did you keep names in the family? Or?
Yeah, we used family names. I was named after my father, and my middle name was my mother's maiden name. And then my sister right next to me was named for her grandmother, paternal grandmother. And then my brother was named for his grandmother and for his two grandfathers, Walter and Jane. And my sister Evelyn was named for my grandmother on the other side. And my sister Jean was not named for anybody in the family. She was, my mother liked Jean Stratton Porter's works. And she liked Mark Twain too, so she named her Jean. And then my brother Frank was named John Franklin, named for two uncles. And then my youngest brother Lewis was named for a granduncle that was killed in the war between the states. And used the middle name Douglas because great-grandmother was a Douglas. Mm-hmm. They were originally from Scotland, but mm-hmm. I think it was her grandfather came from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we use family names mostly.
And how would you describe a child that was kind of like one of its parents, looked like them or acted like them?
They favored them.
Okay.
And we came from a family, too. This doesn't add much to that, though. They intermarried relatives right much. My great-grandparents were first cousins, and my great-great-grandparents were first cousins. But so far as I know, among any of those descendants, there's never been a retardation.
Mm-hmm. Is that legal to do that now in North Carolina?
Yeah,
first cousins?
Legal.
In some states, they don't let you.
My father had a brother married first cousin from Arkansas. They moved out to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about a child that its parents were not married or didn't know who the father was? What would be terms that...
Well, we gave it a more dignified name, illegitimate.
Mm-hmm. What about a child that something happened to its parents, like they were killed?
Often.
Or even if it was taken in by other family members, would you still consider it?
It left an orphan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How were babies delivered? Do you remember before they
Of course I do. In our family, they always had a midwife. They were aged Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
Who had been brought babies all their lives. But they also had a doctor in our family. A lot of poor whites and colored, too, used midwives entirely. But for our babies in our family, they always had a doctor, and they were born at home.
Mm-hmm.
Even horse and buggy days. I don't know how they got that in time. But they
did. So they have to go get the doctor.
Yeah, they have to go get the doctor
get them
and a buggy.
Come, so.
To Warsaw, 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But he later on got a car for Model T. And Dr. And I can see the